Your mother in school, I understand, had some discipline problems from occasion to occasion. Maybe they called her a smart mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, Mom used to always talk about that term, smart mouth, and how she used to get in trouble a lot because of that. What I saw and learned about my mom is how assertive she was. And she would tell me that growing up, she would get in rock fights with her brother. Her brother and her would get in rock fights with the kids and stuff. And so she was never one to run from a fight growing up. I mean, she's always had that kind of personality. She would be with her brother, and she felt that with her brother, they could take on anybody. Even though she was the preacher's daughter, which she wasn't supposed to be doing these kind of things, she was doing them.
Well, that smart mouth, if that's what we want to call it, mm-hmm. helped her because in high school she was on the debate team. Mm-hmm. In 1941, she was valedictorian of her class. Mm-hmm. She sang in the choir. She played trumpet. Did she pass on any musical skills to you?
None whatsoever. And during my lifetime, I saw no evidence of her playing trumpet. She would talk about it, the fact that she did do it. I was greatly amused when I saw the photograph of her in a band uniform in Chickasha.
And to show you how this goes on, the segregation, the black football team could not play on the field of the white team.
Of course not. And what I heard my dad talk about was how exciting it was to go and attend these games between rival schools. Chickasha had a reputation of having a very good football team. And she would talk about the fact that when other people came to town for the football game, and if it got dark, they would turn on their headlights of the cars so they could finish the game, and how much the competition was between their school and other schools. The way she told the stories to me were not like we were so deprived, but how much that they were able to experience in a childhood and an education that prepared her to be able to go on and do great things. So they never talked about it from a position of, you know, we were so denied this. That was not the feeling that we got growing up.